Intro.
The intro music slowly starts.
I used to do drugs.
Oh yeah, we have a show.
And I still do. Yeah, we have a show. But I used to too. It's just random nonsense babbling.
Your mother.
Welcome to the Relative Rewind Podcast.
This is the Relative Rewind Podcast.
I'm Cameron.
I'm Kevin. And we're cousins.
And if you don't know what cousins are, look it up.
Yeah, or go down to Kentucky. They're the ones holding hands and being intimate with
each
other. That's a cousin. As someone who lives
in Kentucky, I can neither confirm nor deny this being accurate.
Well, incest is legal in about at least 3 states, Maine being the main one, and it's never, ever been brought up to be abolished.
And child marriage is still a thing. Well, with parental consent.
Wait, what's the age down there? What's the age limit down there?
For child marriage? I used to know it. It looks like they actually changed the law back in 2018. So back in 2018, I'm just reading an article on NPR.
Oh, so like super recently.
Not in like 1994 something, like actually like 3 years ago.
So not like any time when they really should have been thinking about it.
Oh, okay. So
they just kind of
recently
think about it.
Kentucky was one of 25 states where under certain conditions, a child can walk down the aisle to marry at any age, but they had to have parental or guardian or judge approve it. So the bill that was
any age, you said,
yes, but anyone under
any
17 had to
is
have
what you just said.
So the bill, the Senate Bill 48, would make it illegal
parental consent,
which is what passed. So all states generally require the general law that anyone 17 or younger has to get consent from a parent or judge. 9 states, including Kentucky, under the law before this bill went through, allowed officials to waive the minimum age requirements for girls who were pregnant.
What? You guys are pretty religious aren't you? Oh, okay. So yeah, that would probably why. Welcome to Relative Rewind. We're giving you helpful and useful lawyers. Yeah, legal advice. No charge. No charge. You didn't ask for it. You're getting
ear-raped by legal
advice right now. Yeah, I wish we had a producer who we could just like have look up those random things. I need a guy over on my other laptop to look up this random stuff. Great segue from child marriage laws and nonsense to back to Dragon Ball Super.
It's relevant
episode
because
9.
Videl is pregnant. Surprise.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Spoiler alert. So I was going to have this playing in the background to help like keep me on track there, but so Earth's Dragon Balls are small compared to other planets, as told by Beerus and Whis. Aren't they the same as Namek, or aren't they a little bit bigger on Earth?
I just remember the Shenron looks different depending on the Dragon Balls that you assemble.
Yeah, that's
Earth's Dragon Balls
Dragon
is just Dragon
or
Shenron,
whatever they're called.
Namekian,
they look different.
Swole, buff workout Shenron. If you remember.
Yeah, Guru, no, that was the old guy. Oh man, I can't remember what the one on Namek's called. But yeah, that I found that detail a little bit interesting because there's much bigger ones, cuz they seem like surprisingly like taken aback by how small Earth was. Like you could fit two hands. It's about
the
size
balls?
Of a basketball,
yeah.
I'd say. Yeah, the Dragon Ball is here, so it's pretty relatively small. Having watched much further down in Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball Super, rather, it comes into play a little bit later, but I'm not going to.
Oh, it's Purunga. Purunga is the more buff one. Yeah.
Never would have guessed that one. Patagonia clothing. Purunga. That sound okay.
Shenron grants one wish, and the Namekian one grants 3, right? Or is it the other way around? Or is it just one each?
I think, no, actually, I found that a little bit odd, too, because Shenron, who I actually have right behind me, is...
Oh, so Purunga is just
wishes.
The one?
Because, yeah, I think Purunga is just the one, but it makes... Okay, yeah, it makes Shenron... Shenron only grants one wish in this one, but once he realizes that Lord Beerus is there, Shenron actually breaks out into a bad, bad sweat. And I think he was just like, okay, you only get one this time. Bye.
And if anyone would like to, if anyone would like to beer us by being the official beer sponsor of Relative Rewind, we are open to your endorsement.
Yeah, the beer fund is welcomed. For you, I would rather, because here in Michigan, it is legal. I love being a green state. A little bit of inspiration herb would be great.
Hey, man, it's going
so
in that...
That charity's always
it's going in that direction.
And legal.
Virginia
and legal.
Did it.
Here,
New York did
it. Very
New
legal.
Jersey, South Dakota, Montana, Oklahoma. No, I think Oklahoma just did medical.
And it's all recreational?
Yeah, Montana and South Dakota did it
recreational,
last
you mean? Legal?
And, well... Virginia and New York.
Oh, no
and
kidding.
New Jersey did it through their legislature.
That's okay. Yeah, because the only thing that, from my understanding, the only thing that's been holding marijuana and cannabis as a whole from being legalized is that it is not.
Well, and it can't be
studied
because it's
by
a Schedule
I
substance under the Controlled Substances
and,
Act.
But it's being studied right now because so many people want it because this is all going on that is all becoming legal. The FDA wants to study the full study of cannabis done. So they're doing all of cannabinoids, hemp, CBD, THC, all of that. They're studying everything about it. So it's only that much closer to being 50 state legal. I mean, I know out in California and Colorado, you could walk down the street and I've seen it with my own eyeballs where people are smoking a joint right in front of a cop and he's just like, man, that smells like some good stuff. And they don't care. But I wouldn't go doing that here in Michigan quite yet. I think that's kind of frowned upon. But if you get pulled over and you got some next to you, the cop will just be like, yeah.
Is it any well, good? Isn't there a limit you're stinks. Allowed to like but, have anyway. On your person like out?
2.5 ounces. 2.5 ounces is what a person is allowed. And an ounce will fill up a normal or like a big size, like a preserve size mason jar. So 2.5 per person of adult of legal age. So if you're over 21 in Michigan, each person gets 2.5 ounces. Do the math. Most cars seat 5. So
when I drive my four friends up there,
like
we can just have an 11.
22.5 ounces.
Ounce,
holy shit.
Almost a pound almost, right? Like for all of us.
Yeah, I just did the math. Like, if you fill your car with people over the age of 21, you're basically carrying around 1.5 pounds of weed. And it's legal. You could have almost a brick in your trunk, and it doesn't matter. I would lock it up, or at least childproof it. But yeah, it's legal here. It's insane. It's awesome. But anyway, back to the, speaking of being stupid and doing math, so how many sayings does it take? No, to do first grade math. Simple addition. Okay, so what Shenron, the wish that they granted, or that Shenron granted them, was information on how to unlock the Super Saiyan God form.
Yeah, specifically, like, they're like, oh, hey, Shenron, how's it going, bro? Can you summon this Super
Yeah, just
Saiyan
like
God?
A casual conversation, and Goku did his, like, signature awkward elbow chicken wing pose, but he's like, okay, your wish is back in the text of old blah blah blah, and he tells him it takes 5 Saiyans spirit energy or something like that, shared energy to, or 5 Saiyans combined
giving their
energy
light
to transfer into
to
one. Yeah, giving their Saiyan light to one. So 5 to 1 equals how many?
7.
And it took 15 minutes. 15 minutes for them to figure this out. Yeah, it equals, it's like 6. And then all of a sudden, oh, we don't have 6 Saiyans. Hey, honey, I'm pregnant, so just touch my belly. And he's like, oh, wait, what? And here's Gohan.
I think that was set up just for the Videl, the Go-Men reveal.
Was it Go-Men or Go-Nan? Because I heard Go-Nan.
Oh, it might have been, Go-Nan.
Okay, I got that in my notes here, too. To wrap up what I was saying, though, okay, Gohan's a super math genius, right? Chi-Chi was super hard on him to study, and he can't do basic addition. 5 to 1. 6. Like, come on, dude. But anyway, yeah, I got it right here. Chi-Chi's name idea. Already have a Goku, a Gohan, and a Goten. Why not a Go-Nan? Origin and translation needed of naming trends besides foods. So basically, I looked it up. Nan is an Indian cuisine, which is basically bread. It's like a what's that stuff? What's an what do you a pita? It's basically like a pita.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it still continues the trend of naming characters after food. But the main, like, Saiyan ones aren't so much named after vegetables anymore. Like Kakarot, Vegeta, I forget the other ones. But anyway.
Sourdough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sourdough. We need one like that. Yeah, and it wraps up with Super Saiyan God is normal hairstyle with pink hair. And no matter how you adjust your contrast on the screen, it's pink. Just own the pink hair, Goku. And according to Chi-Chi, a younger-looking appearance. Now Beerus gets the fight of his literal dreams.
Yeah, well, here's what I was a little ambivalent about the transformation, because, you know, they always do the big build-up. They did it with Super Saiyan 2 and 3 and 1. It's always like a bit... Well, I guess with how big you get as, like, a Super Saiyan 3, and with how limited, like, the time is that you can actually hold that transformation... I guess the only other way was to go the other direction and make it, because being absurdly buff like that, like if they just went more in that direction, like it would have just looked ridiculous even for Dragon Ball.
Yeah, because three with the excessively long hair, like supers, like one normal mode, you're fine. You just got like bedhead. Two, it kind of clumps up into like an oh god, what was that from the 80s? You remember these? Oh god, the trolls.
Yes.
With the gems in their belly button, it kind of looked like a troll. Two, a troll with gel, so like a Jersey Shore douchebag. And then three, you're just what the shit tits. Your hair went three times longer. Like, I'm glad they didn't continue that trend. It was excessively stupid.
I mean, I like what Super Saiyan 3 looks like, but if they had just kept going in that direction, I'd was like the hair going like a mile long.
Yeah, like I do. You can actually look it up where people will do the drawings, their concepts of what things will look like, and it is so absurdly stupid. I was trying to do it too, but anyway. So that brings us to what, episode 10 now?
Yeah, because I'm like, there really wasn't much.
It was all like slow build up, and oh hey, I'm pregnant reveal.
Yeah, and then Mr. Saiyan's like, oh boy, I'm going to be me a granddad.
Yeah, and, oh my god. Mr. Satan, he's just, dude, just stop. But that's a whole other, like, it's a whole long story to explain.
Question,
that
do you remember a certain, I remember he was used to be called, maybe it was like just on a, like an earlier Funimation edit, but I remember him just being called Hercule.
Yeah, it's his first name.
Mr. Satan. But people... Like, did they use that interchangeably, or?
They just kept going with Mr. Satan because, like, all the civilians of Earth call him Mr. Satan to be formal, and then everyone who's around him, Gohan will still call him Mr. Satan to be formal, but Goku and Vegeta, Piccolo, they'll all call him Hercule. They're friends with him, so they're not trying to be as formal.
Oh, okay.
As for Gohan's that, like... related to him, so he kind of has to be.
I thought it was like a bit of censorship where it's like, we don't want to have someone named Mr. Satan.
No. I was really surprised. They kept that going for quite a while. And they're still going with it. Wow. Okay, so speaking of reverting back to what we were saying about the hairstyles and the new transformation, divine energy cannot be sensed by humans. That was kind of... explained earlier episodes, wasn't it? Like they couldn't send, like Goku, Vegeta, and all them couldn't sense
Beerus
and
the
Whis.
Kais could.
Yeah, they because they're on the same level. So yeah, that was kind of, I don't know, but it comes into play later. King Kai gets worried and yelled at by Supreme Elder Kai due to the risk of devastating the entire universe. That comes into play a little bit later too. But Supreme Elder Kai...
And doesn't get paid off.
Yeah, totally not. It was a big buildup for nothing at all. Which we'll later find out. Of course. Oh, God. This here's the start of the trend. So what's the first thing that Goku does with his new power? What do you think? Take a guess.
Goes to Tiffany's and tries to get a new blouse.
Of course, because that's what I would do. Like, I mean, if you get all bigger and buff and stuff and you get these brand new pink... People, be honest with yourselves. It's pink hair. This girl needs some new heels and some new jewelry. But not transphobic at all there. What?
Wait, is that a debate? People are like, it's red, it's pink.
dude, like I said, I messed with the, I had to mess with the color settings on my monitors and stuff. It is, it's pink. It is straight up pink. Like I'll even pull up a picture to just to double check this, but it, I'm pretty damn sure it is like pretty prissy pink. Let's see, Goku.
Because it's definitely darker in some places. Also, just a formal legal note that we here at Relative Rewind understand that there is a difference between cross-dressers and trans people and non-binary folks. Thank you.
And I love getting this on record. I myself am not a male. I identify as a non-binary lesbian who is also the first and only registered Democratic communist in this country. So... I love pointing it out to people.
I didn't know you got elected.
Dress me as such. No, I'm the first registered. I've got my card somewhere. It's yeah, right there. It's somewhere. Yeah, see that? It's, I'm a Democratic. I'm a proud card-carrying member of the Democratic Communist Party.
Which is the thing you made up?
No, it is totally real. We meet on the second Tuesday of the first week every month down at the Sexaholics Anonymous Lodge on Martin Luther King Boulevard. Everybody knows where that's at. So, yeah, I mean...
no other place has a Martin Luther King Boulevard.
So super welcoming. Yeah, and no other place is held or led by a non-binary lesbian. Occupying a male body. Come on down. It's a great isolated location. It's in a basement that constantly floods. So bring a bathing suit. It's usually the hot water that floods. Very welcoming people. And we don't discriminate. Bring some tea bags. We welcome tea bagging. Just, you know, if you've got nipple rings, you know, tie the little straps on there and just dip the nips in. Because like I said, it floods a lot.
I meant just for the hot water. Might as well.
Yeah, no, I meant like, you know, in the days it's really flooding, have some fun and make a drink at crotch level.
We're not swimming.
Exactly. Class it up.
Reenact the Boston Tea Party.
Sometimes we do have an issue where there's a little bit of cream in that tea. We don't ask for that, okay? We just ask that you're clean. That's all. Wear a mask.
Yeah, ask you to hold wear a mask. Off.
Super welcoming people. Yeah, I'm looking at an action figure here right now, and not an action figure, a figurine, a couple of them, and it is like red with tints of pink. So it's like chromish pearlescent pink, if you will. One way it's red, one way it's pink. Interesting.
I mean, I definitely prefer this to the Dragon Ball GT Super Saiyan 4 bullshit.
Yeah, it is. That's just outrageously stupid.
We're only chest pecs just rip out of their shirts and they've got the tails again.
Yeah, and I noticed a funny detail I'll get to a little bit later as we progress through these episodes of just build up, all for just stupidity, really. So Goku, the first thing he does with his new form, a Kamehameha. Big surprise, just to have Beerus dodge it. Again, no surprise there. No surprise either is despite Goku's new pink hair power, he still gets bitch slapped around by Beerus. I love how he thinks he can just, oh, look, my hair's a different color. I can run at anybody. And the same shit's always going to apply. This ain't the Mighty Ducks, man.
Yeah, I got to say the stakes here are pretty low because like we know that Beerus is holding back. Goku takes two episodes to figure out. He's like, what? You've been holding back.
Dude, it's Frieza all over again. If you think about it, he was just toying around. He knew he had multiple forms in him.
Yes, but back in that, remember, Goku was also preserving some of his energy.
This is very true because he didn't know the forms yet. Like, he didn't understand the power or the full aspect of the forms yet.
Yeah, I mean, with how unnecessarily long the Frieza saga was. That is was one it? Thing that I remember.
Yeah, that's always the first thing that comes to mind. You think Frieza saga, beginning of Dragon Ball Z, you definitely think long and just drawn out.
And this was actually pretty drawn out, but I actually enjoyed this more because there was some fighting.
Yeah, despite how drawn out it actually was, it is relatively compacted compared to the Z days. It really was.
After we got 8 episodes of train, food.
Yeah, to kill time because it was, oh man, I wish I still had those notes. Or no, I just now started writing them digitally. It was, what, 6 months from Majin Buu until all this started?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, they're just catching you up. Here's what they've been doing for 6 months. Stuffing their faces and learning how to be human. Dude, yeah, of course.
I love that food in anime is always, like, some sort of sexual or sensual, like, thing for them. Like, when Pilaf and the gang sneak back onto the boat, they're like, we have food, and they're like, oh.
See? You just said another one. Pilaf, another one continuing with the naming food trend, or the food naming trend. Pilaf, like the rice.
Yeah. Wait, so do the Dragon Balls, after Shenron summoned and grants the wish, do they scatter again, right?
Yep, they scatter, and I don't believe there is a time limit. Like, as soon as they're scattered, go find them. Make another wish. Actually, no.
Is that true for the Namekian ones?
I'm trying to get it straight. There is a set where they do turn to stone for, like, a year or something like that. I do believe it's on Earth.
I do remember that now.
It's like 6 months or a year or something like that. So where did we leave off on that one?
I wish for the pandemic to go away. Oh, man. Yeah. It's already been a year.
Yeah, so speaking of Pilaf, am I in the game? Can't wish it away. Pilaf and Mayan. I forget the dog's name.
The dog's name is Dog, because it's a dog.
Oh, okay. Well, Pilaf, Mayan, the gang, and Dog, whatever. Catch up to the Z Fighters, a ship just as everyone takes off in a shuttle to get a better look at the fight between Goku and Beerus. So, yeah, the whole time they've oh, our Pilaf's like, yeah, I found the Dragon Balls. I know where they're at. And then all of a sudden, the wish is there. They scatter. Doesn't show them scattering, but, you know, they do. And then they get there just in the nick of time to miss it as usual. Like, guys, just join up with them. They always end up doing the cool stuff anyway. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're Team Rocket.
Basically. Good reference. Good anime reference there.
Are they up to General Mayhem? Yep. Do they do anything useful? Well, not really.
All right, so if they're not quite at the rank of General Mayhem, they must just be doing major mischief.
Yeah, major mischief.
Major mischief.
Minor mayhem.
There you go. Lieutenant Ludicrousness. So, yeah, so Pilaf gets there. Whis
moderate
offers,
malfeasance.
There we go. Whis offers Pilaf and the gang dinner encore to satisfy the disappointment of, yet again, missing out on obtaining the Dragon Balls. Now, when Goku yells, I found this. Here's an interesting note, and I wish I could cue this in, and I probably can if I go back and edit it when I do editing. Now, when Goku yells during a power-up, for the first time he does this, as a Super Saiyan God, he powers up, and there's a distinct auto-tune to it, much like a steam engine. It's it's his normal yell, and then you hear, like, a higher-pitched one in harmony with it. It seriously sounds like when he starts catching his breath, he's like, yeah, yeah. All I hear in the second harmony is, ta-ta. Like, really? Okay, little engine that could.
I mean, there is the old internet joke that Dragon Ball is basically a bunch of angry, constipated people always yelling.
Have you seen the videos going around YouTube and that, where it's people just, obviously, Comic-Con or cosplay convention or whatever's in town, and they're just, like, in a mall in full cosplay as DBZ characters, and they just see one another, and they just start yelling in place and start flexing, and then meet up with each other and just start pretending like they're doing their attacks to each other from, like, 6 feet away.
No, but I'd watch that. I'm going to have to find that.
Oh, God, yeah. It's hysterical. I wish I could cue in the audio of that stuff, too. Just random people or random cosplayers in a mall. Not that malls are much of a thing anymore, but back in the day. Yelling. A lot of it takes place in... Oh, yeah. There's one where it's Vegeta and Goku, and they meet up with each other in Walmart. And they start dishing out pillows at each other. It's like right at that aisle that separates like the dry goods from the checkout aisles, right where everyone can see it. It was great. Anyway, yeah, Goku gets his revenge on Beerus from like what, episode 4 or something like that, where Beerus just flicks him away like a little fly, yeah, right in the forehead the first time they...
Oh, and they paid off the Goku speed thing when he was fighting on King Kai's planet.
Oh, what's that?
Where he felt his legs going, wanting to go faster than it was.
Yeah, he felt every time he was fighting Beerus, he's feeling his body moving on its own without even thinking about it. And that plays into, well, there's a spoiler in my background, but yeah, it comes into play a lot later. And that's when we're going to have like a special guest in our little soiree event.
Is it a real life Goku?
No, no. It sounds more like a real life Trunks, but with a...
you mean me, oh, God. Trunks?
Oh, okay. Who, Yamcha, get out of here. Or not Yamcha, Yajirobe. You both of you, take that. Get the cat with you. Take him out of here. Sorry, Corrin. Yeah, go. Damn it.
Krillin, where's the dank weed at?
Dude, you can totally see up in Corrin's little hangout, whatever, Yajirobe and Corrin just sitting around, just toking massive bongs all day. Like, anyone that comes around just gets Yajirobe's sword, he just starts throwing it at people. Like, no, man, ain't you the only thing more precious than sensu beans is just my weed. Stay away from my stash, man, and my munchies.
I mean, he's a drug dealer.
Oh, gotta be. He's gotta be.
Anything else from episode 10?
No, that's all I got on 10, and now it's on 11, so yet again, drawn
also,
out
I
fight
expected
sequence.
The Saiyans that are giving their light to Goku, I expected them to be more out of energy than just, oops, can't fly.
Oh, yeah, that's covered in this the next episode of, yeah, they can't fly, they're starving, they're out of energy. Because I was like, why, if you guys are squinting and straining your necks to watch the fight, why the hell aren't you flying out there like you did back in the Z days? And then, oh yeah, that's why they're all the Saiyans are drained, which only leaves like a handful of people who can fly, and they can't carry everybody. So yeah, episode 11 of this, well, we're going to cover the whole fight in this episode, actually. Not this episode, episode 11, but our episode that we're on right now. We're going to cover the entire fight here. So every Saiyan is out of energy and can't fly, catch up. We already covered that. Beerus played with Goku to train him to use his new power. So, of course, like every single villain in the whole Dragon Ball universe, here, I'm going to play with you just to figure stuff out, a lot like Goku and Vegeta do. Well, not so much Vegeta, but Goku definitely does. He plays with his food before he eats it.
I don't remember. There's some villains that don't do that.
Cell really didn't, but Cell was really chauvinistic.
Until, like, Perfect Cell before Cell Games.
Yeah, because he was more focused on becoming Perfect Cell. And then he just became chauvinistic and really egotistical on that one.
The androids did that to an extent, but not all of them.
Yeah, they didn't go above. Their egos were matched with their power. And they knew it. But 17, we'll catch up with a little later on in the saga here on Dragon Ball Super. Surprisingly big change in him. Big change. Stay tuned for those episodes in like 6 months, because it's like episode 117 or something. So anyway, so Beerus is playing with them just to be followed up with violent close range volley of attacks. So when Goku finally starts getting at it with Beerus, he's just bombarded, of course. And Goku gets pummeled by Beerus while exclaiming his boredom and disappointment of a Super Saiyan god.
Oh, was that where he like kept flinging him around and like doing the detonation attacks on him? Like
just putting his palm up to his chest and touching him wherever. Yeah, he pinballing him with like barely even touching him, if at all touching him. So yeah, and then Beerus is just sitting there going, I'm bored. I got what I wanted, but I thought it'd be more. Well, Goku's, even every time he transforms, he doesn't know his full power. He's got to figure it out first, you know?
Yeah, especially with a new form.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Especially this one where he can't even feel how strong he is. It's going to take some getting used to, I'd say. But of course, Beerus, much like continuing the trend of playing with his food, sets to destroy the Earth in order to tap Goku's true God strength. His first blast was just a regular one that would destroy the Earth. And then Goku easily deflected it with, I believe, nope, not there yet. Goku deflected it, then it got scaled up by 50 Earth-destroying balls, whatever. And the test concludes with, Mori, where you at?
I'm here.
You get a Kamehameha. Predictably finished with a godly knife stabbed to Goku's left abdomen by Beerus.
And then a skyfall.
Yeah, the slow descent. Do, 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 which, if you're paying attention,
cue Adele's Skyfall.
And then as Goku's sinking into the abyss of the water, sitting there in his head, you just hear, as he's staring up through the like depths, you just hear the slow transition to Adele's "Hello." Is it Super Saiyan God you're looking for?
We're all eagerly awaiting your Adele cover album.
Oh, God. It's coming next fall in the, it's the fall of 2022. Random Nonsense Nobody Asked for on sale on Amazon for $12.99. Just waiting on the rights. So that's why such a long wait. It's been long overdue. So, yeah, as Goku's sitting there with, like, a giant gash in his, like, left lung, did you notice, like, he didn't drop his form at all? He was still Super Saiyan God. So that's kind of a dead giveaway. Like, you didn't really weaken him if he's still maintaining the form.
And they're going to keep fighting.
Yeah, because it can't be over that easy. It was the first round. So then he heals himself and cut to dramatic inner heart moment of Goku coming back to excitement to fight someone so strong. Goku's own stubbornness never keeps him from wanting to face stronger and stronger opponents. Like how Vegeta thinks he's so strong and he's just a stubborn dick. Goku's little weakness or Saiyan flaw is he just wants bigger and badder opponents.
Well, Vegeta's Goku, but with anger issues.
Exact arrogance. He's an arrogant Goku. So basically, yeah. And Goku is the basically pussy version of Bardock, which we already know. So cut to credits episode in opening of episode 12. Wow, it's just a slow build up. Slow build up.
Yeah, in episode 12, this is where we get here's the stakes of the fight. Never mind, the stakes of the fight don't matter. Like, there are these ripples that are gonna tear apart the universe if these two super powerful people keep fighting. And if they do it, I don't know, 2-3 more times, I guess everything's gonna go bye-bye.
And, yeah, sending out, Supreme Elder Kai. Just now, sitting there casual, like, oh yeah, well, 2 or 3 more of those, I think, and we're done. Like, okay, everyone else is panicking, wondering what the fuck is going on, and you're just sitting there like, yeah, I guess this is it. Then he goes on, I love this part. Then Supreme Elder Kai goes on a rant about how he never should have allowed the use of Dragon Balls to begin with. If mortals needed treasure to hunt, I should have just had them find 7 dirty pictures, or even better, 7 IOU cards, good for a motorboating session with the hottie so smoking her jugs would have their own gravitational pull. Now that would have led to an adventure worth watching, end quote. Okay, already.
I feel like Master Roshi would have found them in like a day.
I feel this is the Kai version of Master Roshi. I really do. Like, yeah,
Dragon Ball seems to like think that old age or a certain advanced set, like old age, like Master Roshi and old Kai,
and it
is just like, gotta look at that smut.
And at this rate, I'm waiting to see the old, like, I'm sure it's later in the series, the more recent episodes, but I'm really anxious to see the Kai version of an Elder Kai or Elder God that just takes all the young people like Goten and Trunks every time he sees them, just, I've missed you. Right on their Saiyan Earthling hair. Like, just the sniffer. I want the sniffer elder. I want that. And just, like, messes up his words a lot.
Yeah, because I don't remember old Kai ever having been, like, a pervert before this.
No, he really wasn't. Like, I mean, you kind of expected it. You could read it the same way you could read it in Master Roshi. Oh, my God. Speaking of cosplay in Master Roshi, I saw a thing from TikTok. No, I don't have TikTok. It was just on YouTube or Facebook or something like that.
You can say it.
I don't have a TikTok. Dude, I'm not. I don't have a damn. Am I 12? No. I mean,
but you can just have it to watch. I mean,
well, yeah, true, but that's like joining a fetish website just to watch. I'm here just to watch. I'll sit quietly in the corner.
Hey, don't mock my furry account.
How would I know that was you underneath that corn costume?
How am I supposed to be able to watch reenactments of The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride, The All Anal Project, without an account, okay? They don't just make those for free.
Sex can wait. Furiate, all right? That's all I'm saying here. Everyone of a consenting age, and this is by no means a show for kids, just because we're watching a cartoon doesn't mean it's child-friendly. So anyway, speaking of that, the Master Roshi thing I saw, not on TikTok, was an old guy.
On Vine? Yeah,
is Vine even still a thing?
No, it's
not. I didn't think so.
It died back in like 2016, 17.
Something like that. And then it became like TikTok, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, TikTok can be longer, but Vine was only 8 seconds.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So TikTok's just longer form of Vine is what you're really saying. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was this guy at a cosplay convention or something like that. And the guy was dressed as Master Roshi, just the shaved head, giant eyebrows, sunglasses, you know, the long beard and all that, the Hawaiian shirt. And then he's like, oh man, if you think this is a hottie, you should see this thing right here. And it's like a pretty girl in a bikini on the cover of this like cosplay magazine, and he opens it, it's like tri-folds out, and he's like, oh man, and he flips it around and it says, haha, I bet you thought this was dirty, didn't you? And then he folds it up and goes and starts walking away. It was really, really good, because anyone could cosplay as Master Roshi. Just shave your head, dirty old people.
Or just be old.
Just, God, I can't wait to be old, man. But you can't anymore. One of my live streams was to be old, so I could be the person sitting in the back of like a Denny's or Big Boy or whatever the hell kind of diner, wearing like a veteran hat, getting coffee at 6 in the morning and pinching the young waitress's butt like, hey, back in my day, we called that being PC, you little hot piece of ass. But you can't do that now. Because
I'd rather not assault
people.
Well,
yeah, because then it'd be like the Me 12 movement at that point. But, you know, because we're already on the Me 2. We had the Me 1 at some point. I don't know. It's Me 2.0 at this. I don't know. But anyway, you can't do that now. Because back in the day, back in the 90s, the waitress would just be like, oh, he's old, leave him alone.
I feel like it wasn't okay then either. Like, just because our norms have changed doesn't mean that it was okay then.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
just
because you could brush it off as like, oh, they're senile, they have dementia from Vietnam. Anyway.
Oh, no, you can still get away with a whole bunch of weird shit as like an old dude. Just go to a Burger King dressed in a duck costume and make sure that you're like, that better be chicken. I only eat chicken. And then you order chicken. You just got to be weirder. Okay. No,
yeah, but that's why I gotta order stuff off the menu. And I'm not talking about going to McDonald's and ordering a Whopper, because they will, I mean, at least I would. Well, when I worked at McDonald's back in, 2000? If somebody came through drunk, they're like, I want a Whopper. Okay, well, I'll make one from what I have in front of me on the make line. But it ain't a fucking Whopper, you jackwagon. Go to Wendy's. God, I miss being downstate and walking two blocks to that shit. But anyway, speaking of, so two shockwaves later, anyway, getting back on topic here, two shockwaves later, the ever savior, Mr. Satan, gets a phone call from the press asking what he's doing about the chaos and panic, and then when will humans ever wise up? He is a piece of shit.
They won't.
He's only being allowed to be the public figure.
He gets that moment of redemption when he's like, I'll save you, Bedell.
Help me, Dad. I'm pregnant. I'm helpless. And then Gohan stand there with a fucking book up his ass in the corner like, oh, yeah, leave it to the dad to save her.
What he does with his own butthole is none of your business.
That's true. We don't discriminate. We don't kink shame here.
I would like to not
call in on a Friday night when we're recording. We'll do call in shows.
I'm just saying,
God, that'd be weird.
I don't want to see the book imprint in your pants if you're like in public.
If it was sideways, that would be impressive. Like when Hancock shoved that one dude's head up the other dude's ass, that would be impressive. I want to see a book up somebody's. You know what? I'm half tempted to do a Pornhub search right now of books up somebody's ass sideways.
Well,
it's out there, people.
Someone's going
to
need a doctor.
It's out there. I did try to look up people having sex, or at least making penetration of a dolphin's blowhole. I got met with like my first pop-up since like looking at porn in 2005. So I wouldn't recommend it, because that pop-up was like my own security side. So don't look up penetration of dolphin's blowholes, kids.
Also, don't penetrate dolphin's blowholes. It's invasive.
We're all curious to know, though, because the water's constantly being rushed in and out of there, and it's a sphincter, you know? Is it lubricated enough, or is that like skin too much like a rubber suit where it's just gonna too much friction?
I feel like you've put too much thought into this.
I've had a lot of spare time on my hands, so yeah, it goes places. It goes places, you know. What's the good of having a hole in your head if you can't stick a dick in it? Is all I'm saying.
I mean,
they rape people.
That's why I can't, you know, put my ding dong in my exhaust pipe of my car anymore.
Well, there have been cases of that too. What they recommend is ice cubes. Keeps the swelling down and it'll get your pecker right out of there. But if you've got a 3.5-inch exhaust, if you're running a big diesel boy, big Cummins, you ain't coming in that, I'm telling you. You could safely, but if you're hung like a freaking Cummins engine, Jesus Christ, you're a fucking Duramax for sure. Hashtag not sponsored.
Although we would like to be.
Hey, man, I'll take the freaking cheap, you know, condoms you get out of a goddamn truck stop for 75 cents as a sponsor at this point. We're built to satisfy, not built to last here. Okay, that's why we just put out
Beerus and Condomus.
Yes, and Cannabus. Yes, there's a good one. We need some can of bus. Speaking of that, when are you coming back up here?
July.
July. Oh, man, that's kind of right around the corner. You got to bring your gear. We'll have to knock out some episodes while you're here.
Hey, my mom just dropped me off in a parking lot with a dollar. She'll be back at 12:30.
I'll bring my backpack with all my equipment.
God, what was that? Was that Wayne's World 1 or 2?
Where, what like, is this, the 1970s? A dollar's not going to get me shit.
And they're like, yeah, we're still going to be okay. We're cool. And then they turn around and here's this one nerd standing there. My mom gave me a dollar and dropped me off in a parking lot. And they're like, okay, this night totally sucks. Fucking Golden Age movie. Oh, wait, don't put that movie on one your other podcast.
Which one?
Which one?
Oh, Wayne's World?
Yeah, don't put Wayne's World on your
I
other podcast.
I have only ever seen the first one, and I remember like...
Okay. Yeah, because you can't shame.
I never watched the second one. Is it worth watching?
Yes, it is. It's a great follow-up. They did a really
usually
good job.
SNL movies aren't that great, and I was surprised by how much I liked Wayne's World back in the day.
It was not a disappointment. Wasn't like... Tommy Boy 2 would have been.
Oh, which is there a Tommy Boy 2?
No. I'm saying like if Chris Farley was still around, if they would have made like a Tommy Boy 2 or
with
Black
Larry
Sheep
the Cable
2.
Guy.
Yeah, like you find it in the $5 bin at fucking not even the $5 bin. I think our Walmart has a junk aisle, which I'm addicted to. You can find open return packages and all that crap for like insanely low prices. I got an Xbox controller for $15. And they're like 65.
Wow, they're eligible for an AARP discount if they're 65.
Yeah, I mean, well, that was pre-release of the new Xbox. But so anyway, Third and Almighty Shockwave pits two Kydrax. Oh, yeah. So the Shockwave that was supposed to end all be all, third one that Elder Kai was like, it could be two, it could be three. Here's the third one now. And the Kai Blasts come out of Goku and Beerus and form like dragon heads. Like it's freaking 1992 Saturday morning cartoons on ABC at 9 a.m. You're watching Double Dragons right after freaking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles again. You see the dragons come out and then go in and swallow up into Goku and Beerus. I kind of like that because I felt like I was back in the 90s watching that. Did you ever see Double Dragon?
I don't think I did, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. But you remember Saturday morning cartoons, though.
Oh, yeah.
God. Now it's like kids, oh, here, I'll wake up at noon and Fortnite. Like, no. You needed.
No, they're still kids' cartoons. They're just.
What, SpongeBob?
Been more dead. No, not yeah, SpongeBob.
No.
That's not good anymore.
That's just really good when you're.
Stephen Hillinger left.
When you're freaking stoned and there's nothing on at 2 in the morning if you have cable. You're watching SpongeBob.
Hey, SpongeBob was good when Stephen Hillinger was still writing.
Yeah, it was surprising.
He was the original creator, for those that don't know. He left after the first movie in 2005, and that's like when it started to go downhill because he was no longer at the creative helm. And now, here we are.
I'm glad I stopped watching it when I grew out of it. So, okay, so one more. Yeah, so leave it to...
Wasn't there something about Goku catching one of the shockwaves in his fist?
Yep, I was getting to that.
Oh, okay.
So they both blast, use their own signature blast on Kai attack, whatever, resulting in a neutralizing stalemate, and then leave it to the Kamehameha to deliver, like, to actually deliver the third shockwave. And as an end-of-the-world parting gift, here we go back to being perverted again. Thank God for podcasting. As an end-of-the-world parting gift, Supreme Elder Kai gives the Supreme Kai his favorite adult magazine. Just seriously. If it wasn't perverted enough, he wanted to see people hunting after nudie pictures to get motorboated by a chick with huge gazongas.
Yeah, I was like, surprised that
here's a dirty
they
magazine.
Had a motorboating reference in like a kid's cartoon like this.
Yeah, but that was like Ren and Stimpy was on it a Saturday mornings at 1.2.
Oh, I know. It's just always shocking to me. I'm like, oh, okay. So what happens when a kid asks what motorboating is? But I guess it's an obscure enough phrase that it's...
Yeah, but we all know what it means. Even just maybe a kid.
We know what it
means.
Yeah,
so they got to throw the adult humor in there. So as a last-ditch effort and a groveling effort at that, as usual, Mr. Satan, here to save the Earth, he goes up to Whis and tries to bribe him with a eat anywhere in the
world. Here, have this coupon for all you can eat in the world
for free. Despite the highly tempting offer, because Whis and Beerus, we all know, they just want food. That's all they want. Yeah, so it's refused because Whis is just kind of bored.
Well, anime characters' desires can be described as food, fucking,
And, well, yeah, tentacles, but it. I guess that falls under the fucking category of it. Now, having survived the massive shockwave, Mr. Satan assumes full responsibility due to his power of love, defending a pregnant Videl, saving the Earth.
That's the power of love.
Goku or Gohan, cowering over Videl, not even powered up whatsoever, just accepting death, cuddling her head.
Well, they can't
be. Oh, that is true, because they're exhausted.
They can't be powered up.
Of course, he's immediately called and answers, "World Savior." Arrogant son of a bitch. Like, seriously, come on. When are they need to end that, but they kind of can't because the humans need a human to relate to. They're not going to, I mean, they've seen everything, all the flying and all that, but.
This would just get Dende to be their savior. Exactly. I mean, he's the guardian or the watcher.
Naturally,
right?
Okay, so the final shockwave, it was all neutralized because naturally it was an advanced technique by Beerus requiring a full 100% power up. Where would you say that is? Like, on a Frieza scale? Like, floating Frieza going to perfect form, or like powering up 100%?
Perfect form is the end, is the last form of Frieza, right?
So would that be a 100% upgrade, or would a full transformation be considered an 100% power up?
I'd say it'd be like equivalent to Cell maybe absorbing one of the androids.
Oh, so just, okay, so a half. Okay, yeah, 100% would be a whole nother power. So, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because he's Cell, then he's like better Cell, then he's best Cell.
Perfect Cell, yeah, exactly.
Well, because, like, base Frieza is just kind of a punk, and then, like, the giant, larger Frieza fighting Piccolo merged with what's-his-face?
Nail. Yep, Nail. His true Namekian. No, that's not true Namekian. That's when he absorbs or reunites with Kame, that he gets the true Namekian form, the Namekian version of a Super Saiyan.
Oh, and then, yeah, the giant penis one. Penis head one.
The aliens... Dog. Looking one, right?
Yeah, the Xenomorph.
Xenomorph.
Okay.
Xenomorph, yep. Then that results back to a melee fight of just blows and whatever. Goku's headbutts are memorable. Like, that should just be a meme somewhere, somehow. It needs to be a meme.
Yeah, he had some good rebound punches against Beerus when he was...
He did. He had some really good comebacks and counters. He really... I got cat fur all over my nose. I feel like a freaking coke addict. Always scratch my nose. You get, like, one hair in your mask. I always got, like, earlier today, we're at Meyer or something, and I had the girl's freaking hair in my mask, and it kept tickling everything all over my lower face. I hate that shit. So, yeah, Supreme Elder Kai concludes that the shockwaves were all just a show. Okay, seriously, what the fuck, dude? You couldn't just say that in the beginning?
Well, he was too focused on, he's like, oh, no, my porno's gonna go away.
Yeah, that's true. He was more worried about never being perverted again, just, like, dying. But he'd still be alive in Otherworld, wouldn't he? Everybody would have been, right?
No, I think this was an end of the universe.
Yeah, that's right. It was... the combined power would create like a black hole effect, nullifying everything in its path.
Yeah. And then there's that thing where Beerus is sending the shockwaves somewhere else.
Yeah. Oh no, he's canceling them out. He's completely neutralizing the energy. Now in the final round, they're fighting. So basically the first round, the first bit was just a show off, like power bout. And then now they just want it over. Right, about 45 seconds later after that, Goku becomes sensed by Piccolo as they cut back to the ship, which means if he could be sensed again,
he's not a god.
He lost his, exactly, lost his divine energy. So now he reverts back to just Super Saiyan. I couldn't tell if it was Super Saiyan 1 or 2. I'm going to assume it was 1 because 1's more stable.
I assume it's 1.
Okay, so we'll say it's 1. And here's a little other funny detail. Whis admits that this is the most action Beerus has experienced in over 900 years. So you take a god who's just basically, he just woke up from a nap.
39
and I
years.
Wish it, again, 39 years, that's right, because it's the age of Goku. 39-year nap, but yet he's still, this is the most action he's had in like 900 years.
Hey, the pandemic has made it so we don't get a lot of action either way.
Exactly, and he slept all the way through it. Despite the red, because they called it red, even though it's pink, well, chrome red, I'll say that. Despite that effect having worn off, the divine power still lives in Goku because remember, every time Saiyans fight, just like a video game, they gain experience and get stronger. So it's still, he's Goku, despite having lost the red glow, he still has the same power and fighting ability as that Super Saiyan god, just in Super Saiyan form.
Yeah, but how does that work if he doesn't have... Like, does that mean that the other five have their light back or whatever?
No, basically, I'm trying to remember. Oh, good example. One of the times that, one of the early times that it was Goku and Vegeta. I can't remember if they, yeah, when they were fighting each other in the Saiyan saga, Goku actually gave some of his energy to Vegeta to keep him from dying. So I'm assuming what all the Saiyans did was basically similar to that. So now they're basically just like so worn out, they're in a human form. They can't do any, they don't have the power of any of the other Kai abilities or whatever. So yeah, human form would be an easy way to say it, I think. And then so that episode 13. So this brings us to our last episode of this segment.
Which I only watched the first 10 minutes.
Watched the first 10 minutes. You didn't miss much because I kind of skipped through the last little bit of it myself because that's when I got a call from you. It was like, oh shit, it's time to record. So I kind of put this in here as like a note from my perspective. We open with like a spot resuming the fight. And then much like the game Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, which if people haven't played it, it's not like playing any other past titles of Dragon Ball Z where it's like button combinations are ridiculous like Mortal Kombat. It's really easy to play. It's real fun to carry out the story. So anyway, the fight scene resumes much like the fighting experience of the game, taking place in the air and underwater seamlessly. And even quotes Beerus's fighting line, like when you're getting like a good combo and he stops you, he'll sit there and say, it's like, oh, not good enough. And his mouth didn't even move. And it's just something funny I saw in there. So a little gamer fun fact FF for you. And then what? Yeah, Beerus blasts Goku into space. Goku loses energy. And here's another little fun fact. He goes from Super Saiyan, from one frame to another, goes from Super Saiyan back to like normal Saiyan mode. And all of a sudden his like orange gi top shirt is gone just from reverting. It was really weird. I go back and check it out for yourselves. It's in like the first 10 minutes. Go frame to frame. It's just there, then not. Really, really weird. Beerus questions Goku on what he expected from this is interesting. From a patchwork god from five last resort sayings, concluding his monologue, he smashes Goku back to Earth. Now it's interesting that he says patchwork god form from five last resort Saiyans. Because think about it, the form, it is like a poor grandmother's quilt of Super Saiyan God, if you will. Trunks and Goten, half Saiyan. Gohan, half Saiyan. The pregnant, Videl, carrying the baby, that was only a quarter Saiyan. So if you're good at fractions, tell me how many whole Saiyans that is.
Two.
Doesn't add up to five. Yeah, it doesn't add up to five. So you got the power of three, really. You got Vegeta. And then what makes the fractions that add up to another two? So, of course, it's not.
Wait, so Goku doesn't count in the
true
equation?
God form? No, because he's the one absorbing the power. Okay. But he's really, truly only absorbing
Vegeta,
power
Gohan,
of three.
And we can say 0.5 for Trunks and Goten. So that's three.
Yep.
Videl.
And the baby is a quarter.
So 3.25 Saiyans.
So exactly. And it's supposed to be a total out of five. So you're missing, what, 2.75? 2 3/4 Saiyan?
1.75.
So you're a little over five. You're about 5/8 of the way there. Or nine, like, yeah, you're about 5/8 of the way to where you're supposed to be. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's like loading a 50 cal with 5/8 of the powder it needs. It ain't gonna work the same way. You're basically firing, I don't know, a shotgun at that point. I'm not good with guns, so I wouldn't know. But so you said you didn't see past this point. So still more cliches ensue as Goku returns to Super Saiyan. He's like descending down to Earth and has another like heart moment where he's like, oh, I'm not finished yet. Turns automatically Super Saiyan and guess what? Guess what he does?
What does he do?
Guess what? Another Kamehameha. Like, dude, spirit
he doesn't
bomb.
Start a
do a spirit do a
he
spirit
doesn't
bomb.
Start an artisanal candle store.
No, I mean, it would have been more interesting instead of the past. What did we cover? Like five episodes. He did a total of at least three Kamehamehas. The only Kai blast he really does besides that cool dragon power up thing.
I mean, maybe a Kaioken. We haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you could have. Oh, my God. A Kaioken form of Super Saiyan God. There would be a good step because it's not as draining as like a full another power up after the merging. Okay, so again the Kamehameha and Goku's launching a Kamehameha and then Beerus is blasting another one of his whatever attacks and they merge. Beerus ultimately outpowers him and Goku blocks the mega blast and reverts back to Saiyan normal Saiyan form, and then all of a sudden he doesn't have his top orange gi on anymore from one frame to another. Yeah, so definitely go check it out. It was really weird. And it's kind of concluded with, from what I saw, the last like 15 minutes condensed. Once again, an ambush interview of Mr. Satan, because the press flies out on a helicopter to the boat to like, oh, we want to interview from the savior of the world. Good old Mr. Satan. Beerus is just like, yeah, okay, whatever. Notices, hey, there's more food. So he goes and stuffs his face. And just like his cat-like appearance suggests, he takes a quick cat nap. And then during this, he's got a like baby's head size snot bubble that's going from like tennis ball size to baby head size as he's breathing. And he's passed out standing up. So Whis takes him back to his planet, whatever, and he's just like, you were faking it all, my lord. And he goes, no, I wasn't. I ate a lot and I needed a quick little nap. He goes, quick nap to you is a couple of decades. And then Beerus admits it was all a limited fight. He was still all just completely playing with him. But of course, I mean, it ended in a stalemate. He's not going to admit, yeah, I gave it my everything, got my ass handed to me. So what do you expect?
Yeah, and Goku typical can only Dragon get more Ball. Powerful, so it's going to be like, if I gave you more time, could you be more cool?
Yep, Goku's rainbow of hair colors is not done yet. It's not. I mean, like you said, we already know it's coming. I already know for sure it's coming. Yeah, so that's wrapped up episode 14. We're all caught up on this one.
Yeah, and then next time, we'll be wrapping up the rest of the God of Destruction Beerus saga.
Well...
Oh, well, this says...
We'll finish out this... Well... it's not so much a spoiler, but I can say this, that Beerus is sticking around for a while. Like, you know how, well, obviously how Vegeta, as I mentioned earlier, there was the Saiyan saga.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Vegeta just ended up sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
Beerus and Whis are going to become part of the main lineup now.
I mean, I figured as much with how much they liked the food.
I mean, even just the food that was on the ship, they were astonished by, and they're like, wait, there's more?
Oh, I'm just going by the episode thing on Wikipedia, because it says that after episode 18, that's the end of the Beerus saga, and then we move on to Golden Frieza.
Oh, good little incentive to keep staying tuned. Golden Frieza, I can touch on that one without being too much of a spoiler. Saw it coming. If Goku gets another form, you really think Frieza doesn't? Let me ask you this. Where did we leave Frieza?
In Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
Trunks cut him up into 100 pieces with the Z sword. Future Trunks did.
Yeah.
And then blew all the pieces into oblivion.
I can't remember if it was shown at length or not, but when Frieza goes and sees King Yemen in Otherworld, he doesn't get let into Otherworld. He goes to Hell. So it picks up from there. And Frieza in Hell is... I can't wait to hear your thoughts on it, but you said we got what? 4 more episodes of the saga?
Yep.
4 more. Okay, so that'll be an easy one to knock out, and hopefully not over an extended period of time, which I do believe we are, well, yeah, we're pushing that time. Yeah, we're at an hour and a half now, according to my little digital readout. So, closing thoughts time.
I liked the part where they punched each other.
Yeah, the part where, you know, there was food. That really kept my attention. The food. Gotta have it. Yeah. Like you said, the animes and their food, incredible. I want to see a cosplayer shovel down food the way Goku does. I want to see that in real life. So let that marinate with you tonight, dear listeners.
I have a lot of stuff marinating, so I'll keep it.
Oh, yes. Do you? I mean, you are in the kitchen.
Yeah, I am.
What's in the fridge?
In the fridge, water and
I have some pudding. I have some ice cubes. I have some bread. And
what kind of pudding? What flavor?
Chocolate pudding.
You have chocolate pudding?
I have chocolate pudding.
Okay, so have you seen, you've seen Black Sheep, so remember, and they went up to the cabin and the cabin slid off the foundation and Chris Farley, he's leaning up against the front door and he's leaning there, and the fridge almost fell on him, and he goes, great, now I have a big bowl of chocolate pudding in my pants, but there was no chocolate pudding in the fridge.
Oh, I do remember that.
Do remember that, and let that marinate. Why are we back? We started with the ASMR stuff.
Yeah, is this like a weird ASMR movie recap?
Yeah, we just went full circle on that one, and with that, I think...
Is Is Turner Classic Movies doing a ASMR movie recap show now?
Yeah, if we need like one of those ear mics. We'll start doing our podcast and we'll do Dragon Ball Super review, rewatch, whatever. We'll do Relative Rewind in an ASMR style if we can get a set of those like ear mics, the dual microphone ear mics, and we'll just whisper in one side or the other and get us in full 360 surround sound in your heads as you try and sleep tonight and every night so blissfully and peacefully. Like Garth Brooks.
Bliss peacefully.
Yeah, bliss peacefully.
Bliss blissfully.
Bliss festfully. Breaking news on my end. Blissfest has been canceled this year due to concerns of COVID. So no smoking dope and dropping LSD in public this year, people.
Although you can do it on your own.
You can do it. Just lock yourself in a room, which is what I always recommend. Find your happy space. Lock yourself in it. Never come out.
Find your lock space. Put your happy space in it.
Never. Yeah. And nobody gets in the door unless it's DoorDash or the FedEx guy. Maybe the
FedEx
guy
could come through my door, if you know what I mean.
Okay. And on that note, I think we're going to wrap it up. And then I guess cue the outro music. I don't know what it's going to be yet. So this will be a surprise. So,
outro music.
Outro.
Public domain. It's the outro.
Relative Rewind outro.
And until then, this is a placeholder.
And I'm Kevin.
And I'm
Relative
Cameron.
Rewind. We're going to catch you guys next time on Twitch. Under ASMR. You all have a blissful night. And I'm out.
Goodbye.